Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, we're going to take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1, and talk about three ideas: natural, spiritual, and carnal. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. "And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ." Paul wrote to the Christians in Corinth, those who were part of the congregation that Paul founded when he spent a year and a half there. That's recorded in Acts chapter 18, verses 1 through 11. The Corinthian church had plenty of problems, and here Paul dealt with the root of those problems. Many of them were carnal. It's important to recognize that those whom Paul addressed were part of the family of God. They're called here brethren. In a sense, that was their problem. They were not behaving like spiritual people, but like carnal people, that is, fleshly people. They behaved like immature Christians, as babes in Christ. Now, there are some who think that there is no such thing as a carnal Christian. Some say that it's a contradiction in terms, that what Paul really meant was that these carnal ones were not Christians at all. Yet Paul clearly called them brethren, and he said that they were babes in Christ. It's hard to see how Paul could consider them as brothers and call them babes in Christ if they weren't in the family of God. And as babes in Christ, they had made a genuine start in the Christian life. These Corinthian Christians, to some extent, were thinking and acting according to the flesh, not the Spirit. Of course, the flesh did not dominate every aspect of their life, or they would have had no evidence of being born again. But Paul confronted them where they were clearly thinking and acting in a carnal, that is, a fleshly manner. Paul didn't mean that our material substance, our cells and tissues, and that which makes up our body, he didn't mean that that is inherently sinful. Friends, there's weakness associated with being made of flesh, but this weakness is not automatically sinful. Here, the problem with the Corinthian Christians was that they were carnal, that is, fleshly. They were characterized by the flesh. This speaks of the believer who can and should live differently, but does not. They weren't spiritually minded, but they were fleshly minded. Paul told the Christians of Galatia that they must walk in the Spirit, and that they would then not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. And there were more than a few among the Corinthian Christians who were losing that battle. They were believers, but at least in some ways, their life was marked more by the ideas and the actions of their flesh instead of the ideas and the actions of the Spirit of God. Paul, in fact, spoke of three categories here. He spoke of the natural man. That's described more in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. The natural man is patterned after Adam and rejects the things of God. Then there's the spiritual man. That's also described in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. The spiritual man knows the things of God and endeavors to think and live according to the Spirit. Then finally, there's the carnal man. The carnal man knows the things of God, yet in some significant ways doesn't walk in the Spirit, but is characterized by the flesh. Let me conclude with a challenge. Which one are you? Natural, spiritual, or carnal?
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.